Now, the next part of the lesson is constructed upon this point and starts to ease into shorthand for clauses. Now, I'm going to put a couple of sentences up here for you, and I'm going to move to the middle board here.
Professor Velsberg, just a quick question on Agathon, and I don't know if I missed it. Is that accusative?
No, it's nominative.
So then it's neuter to match because it's matching the...
Exactly.
Okay.
It's neuter, nominative, singular, because it is matching the subject. That's exactly correct. Way to go, Russ. That's good. The crowd came into the village on account of the work, ta ergon, we've had that, of Jesus. In it. The crowd came into the village on account of the work of Jesus in it. Now there's no infinitive in there, but I'm using dia plus the accusative, and this is an adverbial prepositional phrase. Now watch what I'm going to do. Notice that the word ergon, work, is a verbally based noun. In other words, it's not like the word ceiling or plant or door. It is a verbally based noun. Let's unwrap that package a little bit, and let's do this. Now look what I've done here. I have used the verbal equivalent of this. And I've done it in the infinitive. This means literalistically, on account of the act of working in it. And who's the subject of that act? On account of the act of Jesus working in it. Remember, the subject of the infinitive, Joshua, is always in what case? What was that? The accusative case. Yes. This is the subject of this infinitive, ergodzestai. And this means, on account of the act of working, Jesus is the subject of that act of working in it. Which means effectively the following. On account of the fact, or because, Jesus was working in it. Now you see what I've got with the middle, with the middle thing. They're all assuming this top part. What I've got with this middle possibility is a halfway house between a prepositional phrase and a subordinating conjunction clause. The top one was on account of the work of Jesus. The bottom one is because Jesus was working in it. And the middle one is on account of the act of working with Jesus doing the act of working in it, or, Russ, gerund-wise, which Greek can't do, on account of Jesus working in it. So if you think of the infinitive here as a gerund, that's actually what we've got. Literalistically, on account of the act of working in it, with Jesus as the subject, or gerund-wise expressed, on account of Jesus working in it. On account of the act of Jesus working in it. That's what it's literally saying. On account of the act of working in it, and Jesus is doing it, or otherwise expressed in English, on account of Jesus working in it. Oh, on account of the work of Jesus, just a noun. Yeah. No. Right. Yeah. On account of Jesus working in it. Right. Yeah. So that really is a very good equivalent to this. We express this when we say on account of Jesus working, on account of him working in it, we're using a participle as a noun. Greek does not do that. That's called a gerund. Greek uses the infinitive as the noun. So, on account of the act of working in it with Jesus as the subject. So, notice that when I did this, I decided that I should use the focus on the action infinitive. And this is appropriate because the equivalent done out analytically is because Jesus was working in it. Was working in it. That's imperfect. Now there's our time thing. There's our time thing. See? The time thing is it's going to be picked up by the leading verb. And that's why we say the crowd came into the village because Jesus was working. See? Because that's riding off of aelthet. So on account of, think of it like this. All you who are looking for silver bullets. Think of it like this. Step one, on account of the act of working in it. Now change it to a gerund, on account of Jesus working in it. And that's what Greek is doing with this.
And the last one is just the error, so the third principal part.
No. This is an imperfect. Yeah, this was, when I say in English, on account of Jesus working in it, I am still using a gerund. I'm not using a finite verb. What does that mean? Because Jesus was working in it. This is the layout of what this actually means. See? This is a layout of what, and it actually is what this is what means too. Because that air gun is concealing a verbal activity. I mean, it's not saying on account of the staff of Jesus in it or something like that, but on account of the act of working. So, what are we talking about here and what is in this chapter? It is the use of the infinitive with the article. With the article. in a prepositional phrase as the equivalent of a gerund, which is essentially the equivalent of a clause. That again. Yourself. What we actually have here is an infinitive governed by an article. Governed by a preposition. It's part of a prepositional phrase. It is focusing on its noun-like characteristic, the act of something happening. In English, we do that with a gerund, on account of him doing it. That's shorthand for a clause.
Verb plus ing is gerund.
Yes, but the difference between a gerund and a participle is a gerund is functioning as a noun. Like if I say, running is fun, it is the act of running is fun. Not John running with the flag fell and stabbed himself. All right? So that is a participle. That's not a gerund. All right? Yes. So what we're doing here is just like the English gerund. We're sort of at a halfway house between a noun and a clause. On account of him coming to see me. See, it's got verbal characteristics. Him coming. But him coming is not a verb. It's a noun. You are talking about the act of coming and he's doing it. And on account of is your prepositional phrase. A preposition, sorry. Yeah, yes, Joshua.
Okay, so ton di esu is accusative because of the infinitive.
Yes.
Because it's in the preposition.
Yes. It is accusative because it is the subject of the infinitive. Now, let's continue your line of inquiry. What is the case of the article ta? In the sentence. It's accusative because dia takes the accusative when it means on account of. Right.
The article of the infinitive will be governed by the preposition.
There you go. The article of the infinitive is governed by the preposition and will change if a preposition requires something else. All right? Let's take this. Pra means before. Now this is not the equivalent of these other two. Pra means before. It takes the genitive. Now the article is in the genitive. What did I do to the morphology of the infinitive? Nothing, because there is no other morphology. When you have that morphology, this is a present middle deponent, it's all you got. You can't decline the infinitive. The crowd came into the village. How would you try this, Joshua? Pra means before. Before the act of working in it, Jesus as the subject. Before Jesus was working in it. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
But the statement, Jesus working in the village, we don't have the gerund.
In Greek.
In Greek.
That's right.
Correct.
Greek does not use the participle as a gerund. It uses the infinitive. Correct. Correct.
It sounds like people maybe are getting this more than me. But in the first sentence,
Let me go back so that these are in equivalents, but I was responding to this very fruitful line of inquiry here on the part of Joshua. Okay, go ahead. What was that? We do have devices for this, you know. All right, go ahead.
Is only one of those using an infinitive? Just the middle one?
Okay. This is a noun. This is a finite verb.
But they're all saying kind of the same thing.
They're all saying the same thing.
And when we see it?
On account of the work of Jesus in it, on account of Jesus working in it, because Jesus was working in it. They're all basically saying the same thing.
And we can see it in any of those ways.
You could see it in any of those ways. Now, how are you likely to see it? Common way? Snooty way? Not as frequent way. All right? This is your normal garden variety. This is Gray Poupon. All right? This is Hellman's mustard. Then you use this one. Then you use this one.
So the more common way is matching with the verb, matching a verb.
Yeah. Yeah. The more common way is, well, if you think about this, what do you say? Because of Jesus working in it, or because Jesus was working in it. Yeah, exactly. See? Now, Luke is real big with this. And he is a more formal author. Right. This particular construction, which is the articular infinitive governed by a preposition, was kind of big with the Septuagint. Luke is influenced by the Septuagint, and that kind of came over into the New Testament that way. Right. It also appears in Thucydides and some Greek authors.
Will this use always be in a prepositional phrase?
Yes. This use is in a prepositional phrase. So you'll notice the way I've set the chapter up later and the way I've taught this now. This is dependent upon the notion of the infinitive as abstract concept, which you can put an article to. The act of loving. The act of working. So, now what you're saying, on account of the act of working, something happened. See? Because he was working. On account of him working.
Well, there's an example that doesn't have a preposition.
No, that's right. But that's as subject of the verb to be.
Right.
I thought you were asking if I was going to go on to a further thing. No. This is used by itself as subject of the verb to be, not as subject of an impersonal verb like die or existent, the verb to be. And then this kind of builds on that. Yeah. That kind of builds on that. Right. All right, now, one of the things that happens now in this chapter is that there are various other prepositions. We already looked at one with pra. But there's meta. Meta plus the accusative means after. Now what do we have? After Jesus was working, or maybe had been working in it. Yes. So, you know, this, what's interesting about it is this sort of works like English. I don't know if you can see the parallel to this. I'm going to go over to this board. If we say this, we are happy. Because of his arrival. That's a noun. Because he arrived. This is a verb. Now, in this sentence, in the top one, because is what part of speech, Mike? Don't look over there. I'm just doing this. Don't look over there. Just look over here. Samuel? No. No, no. Preposition. Just a preposition. What is this now, guy? Now it's a conjunction, because now it's heading up a subordinate clause. Okay? Now this has caused great consternation among people. You got the same word, two different functions. Now you notice, because of his arrival, because he arrived, you can kind of slide, you got the same word functioning as a preposition and as a subordinating conjunction. That's kind of what's happening here. This is, as it were, turning this into a clause as if on account of is now a subordinating conjunction. On account of this activity. Now, it's still actually a preposition, because I'm talking abstractly about the act of doing something. But when you translate it, it is coming out to be something like that. We're kind of making that slide between a preposition and a subordinating conjunction. I think it's best to realize that this second one here is the equivalent of a gerund. On account of Jesus working in it. Remember, Greek has no gerund. It uses the infinitive for this verbal activity considered as a noun. English uses the participle for a verbal activity considered as a noun. Running is good for you. Laughing is the best medicine. See, we don't say in English as a normal thing, to laugh is the best medicine. To run is good for you. That's not really idiomatic. We use the gerund instead. Greek uses the infinitive. And so just as we would say, on account of Jesus working in it, Greek says, on account of the fact that Jesus was working in it. Yes, guy.
Prepositional phrase, I just had to remind myself what that is. That would be tying together the act of working with something.
Well, the fact that it is so-called present ties it to the subject Jesus on account of the act of Jesus working in it. And that's why I say, because Jesus was working. That's why. That's because I chose the present stem.
So when we see the infinitive in Greek, we'll know that it's the equivalent of a gerund in English. It's going to be a noun.
If
being used as a noun?
If it's in a prepositional phrase.
If it's in a prepositional.
Yeah, that's what you got to put down. Yeah, if it's in a prepositional phrase, it is the equivalent of a gerund. Right. It is the equivalent of a gerund. And a gerund in English, like running is good for you, a gerund has that noun property and verb property together. That's what the infinitive is for Greek. Greek does not do gerunds.
Yeah, first, because of his arrival, what is of? Because it's a preposition, what part of speech is of?
This is the great guy insight. The particle. Remember, weren't you the one who talked about that? In English, there are particles. Well, that was Sam. That was a great Sam. I looked that up. This is shocking. You were right. Yeah. They use this as an example. The of after some prepositions. And things like... he took a hold of him. Yeah, that kind of was seen as a sort of a particle. But I think that's what's happening there too, right?
Before we
All right, the first one is simply a noun, a prepositional phrase with a noun, on account of the work of Jesus. The second one is an infinitive considered as a noun, which is the gerund equivalent, because it's the equivalent of a noun with verbal activity, on account of Jesus working in it. The bottom one is these concepts with a finite verb. It's kind of, the bottom one is the top two actually said out, Matthew, in detail, because Jesus was working in it. That says it as analytically as possible.
So it's the above concepts more fully expressed?
Yes, exactly. Yes. Yes. Exactly. You have the article because it's functioning as the concept itself as a noun. And look up here then, Kevin. So dia has got to have something to govern here because you can't change the ending on the infinitive. So what you've got is dia is governing this, and that's accusative there because dia takes the accusative when it means because. Yes, that's correct. That's correct.
And will the article always be there in those cases?
Yes. The article has to be there. Does the article have to be there in those cases? Always? He's right. Article has got to be there because that's what is being governed by the dia, meta, pra, ice, and so on. Yep. Yep, that's exactly right. So if you think of this, I'm explaining this a little differently than I do in the book because I don't really introduce the gerund concept in the book like this. I think that's a helpful concept, that as these infinitives are gerund equivalents. So this middle one, on account of, literalistically in Greek, on account of the act of Jesus working in it, English, on account of Jesus working in it, gerund, and those two are basically equivalents. And what do they mean? When I say, on account of the act of Jesus working it, or in English, on account of Jesus working in it, I mean because Jesus was throwing his materials on the floor. Because Jesus was working in it. That's what I mean by that. So this is this, or the gerund concept, kind of explicitly expressed.